With the Lord's help, I would like to consider a topic which I entitle The Glory of the Lord. I believe that in our Christian walk, it's good to pause, look, and think about how wonderful our Creator, our Heavenly Father is, and how much we can learn from Him. So allow me to start by saying that one of the things which I learned during the time of COVID was that there is a wonderful contemporary music which we can use for our meetings. So in a moment, I'm going to play for you a piece which was written recently by a contemporary British composer, John Rutter. And it goes really with the theme of this consideration of the glory of the Lord. So let's listen carefully how with the eye of the camera and the wonderful music of the composer, we can join our hearts to admire the glory of our Heavenly Father by looking at the world. Well, I hope you enjoy this music and the pictures showing the great love, concern for all of us. And he is the one who gave us everything. He's the one who is worth of praise. Finding the glory of the Lord all around us is easy. Many years back, David was doing this. I would like to use words from Psalm today to emphasize this important gratitude in our hearts, how thankful we are to the Heavenly Father, how He made us, that we can see, that we can perceive, we can feel, how wonderful are His works. And we all know it well, just like the psalmist said, I give Thee thanks to Thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are Thy works, and my soul knows it well. For David, it was easy to just step outside of the hiding place, sometimes from his tent, sometimes from the cave, and to look at the sky and consider the heavens. And that's why he wrote, when I consider Thy heavens, the work of Thy fingers, the moon and the stars which Thou hast ordained, what is man that Thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that Thou visitest him? For Thou hast made him a little lower than the angels, and hast crowned him with glory and honor. Considering the heavens, considering the moon and the stars, is one of the oldest and easiest way to look at the glory of our Heavenly Father. I would like to direct our thoughts to a hymn from our hymn book. It's under number 283. And it's entitled exactly this, The Glory of the Lord. The music is beautiful. To tell you the truth, I tried to find a good recording, but I couldn't find except one. Words are even more beautiful. So allow me, before playing the hymn, to read the words so that we can really understand and reflect upon the goodness and the glory of the Lord. The heavens declare Thy glory, Lord, through all the realms of boundless space. The soaring mind may roam abroad, and there Thy power and wisdom trace. Author of nature's wondrous laws, preserver of its glorious grace, we hail Thee as the great first cause, and here delight Thy ways to trace. And while bright visions of Thy power the shining worlds before us bring, the earthly grandeur, fruit and flower, the praise of Thy beauty sing. But not alone do worlds of light and earth display Thy grand design. This when our eyes behold Thy word, we read Thy name in fairest lines. In Christ, when all things are complete, the things in earth and things in heaven, the heavens and earth shall be replete with Thy high praises ever given. By faith we see Thy glory now. We read Thy wisdom, love, and grace, in praise and adoration bow, and long to see Thy glorious face. Called, Lord, by Thee to the highest place, to presence of Thy glory bright, oh, for such condescending grace, how can we speak Thy praise aright? Words express the inward feelings of David, and I believe of our hearts as well, as we gather for conventions, as we rejoice having fellowship with the brethren. So think about the meaning of these words as you hear the rendition, which I was able to locate, and you're going to notice that this rendition of the hymn was done by those who are among you today at the convention, because the recording of this hymn is in Polish, and it was done many years back in Kraków. So those who are there, they can tell you how this took place. So let's listen to the Glory of the Lord, hymn 283. Pictures which you saw, millions and billions of stars and galaxies, the wonderful works of our Heavenly Father come to full light. But that's not the only place where we can see this glory. Yes, when we consider the heavens, the moon and the stars, we see it clearly. But also notice the last statement in this quote. You have crowned him with glory and honor. There is a wonderful universe, not visible to a naked eye of a human, which is equally vast and unmeasured, which I would like to bring to your attention. This is the wonderful creation of man. You formed my inmost being, David wrote in Psalm 139. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works, and I know this very well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in secret, when I was woven together in the depths of the earth. Your eyes saw my unformed body, and all my days were written in your book and ordained for me before one of them came to be. Did you notice? We praised our Heavenly Father, for he wonderfully made us all. Marvelous are his works, and we know this very well. In all the pictures which I used to visualize the hymn 283, The Glory of the Lord, in every sequence, in every verse, there was one slide, which I hope you noticed, was not a galaxy, but it looked like galaxy. That was a puzzle. I hope you know what it is, and if so, maybe you will tell me later. But right now, I want to show you one more time. This vast unmeasured universe, or really two universes, which exist by showing you the following presentation, which explains the ways of the Lord.
This is a nerve cell, or neuron. This neuron is shown 20,000 times larger as in reality. At this tremendous magnification, a hair would be 6 feet thick. These incredible organic chips function through electric signals called action potentials. They control nearly everything we do, from thinking to moving muscles, from sensing to hearing, and even watching this video. The thin extensions at the top of the neuron are called dendrites. These dendrites receive signals from other neurons. As long as inhibiting blue signals dominate, the neuron will remain silent. But as soon as the activating red signals dominate, an electric pulse is sent through the thick lower tube of the neuron. This tube is called the axon of the neuron. Neurons are not alone. The human brain contains 100 billion neurons. If we were to walk through a single human brain at this pace, it would take over 300 years just to take a glimpse at all the neurons. We are now zooming in up to a magnification of 20 million times. At this scale, a hair would be over a mile thick. Each neuron contains billions and billions of proteins. These proteins are tiny little machines, each designed to do a specific job.
The glory of the Lord can be seen in galaxies and stars, in human body and the wonderfully created brains, which are in charge of our thinking. Thinking is one of the most important things which we were given. This is what differentiates humans from other wonderful creatures and animals of this world. Thinking, reading, hearing the stories of the Ancient of Days constitutes learning, which we value so much. Remember the words of our Lord, "Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your soul." Learn of me. Brethren, have you ever considered how important learning in our lives is? This is a wonderful, glorious thing our Heavenly Father gave us. So think for a moment, what is learning? How do you learn? When do you know that you learned something? Let me propose that a good definition of what learning is to change the way you think. Now, if you pause for a moment and reflect upon this, the change in thinking means that we are the only creature in the universe which is capable of self-modification. You know what that means? That every time you come to a meeting, you hear the scripture, you hear a discussion, you learn something, you change your thinking. You become a different person. None other creature in the universe can do that. You can, because the glory of the Lord, this possibility was given unto us. And as a man thinks in his heart, so he is. There are many things we can talk about, but our time is almost past. What I would like to leave you with is this thought which relates to the fact that we can think, we can understand, we can modify our thinking, we can leave the fellowship, the convention, changed people, because we learned something and became different. There are many pitfalls in our thinking, and tomorrow, Lord willing, we are going to talk about some of them. But today, I would like to leave you with this thought, which is, as a man thinks in his heart, so he is. And I would like to encourage you today, during the fellowship, during the dinner time, and tomorrow, think about one, maybe two things which you understood, which are different you did not know before, so that you can leave the hospitable place of Vancouver, British Columbia, a changed person. We are the only ones who can do that. If we do that, those holy words which our Lord mentioned, our life, are going to enlighten us and make all our burdens light. We would like to close by listening to another hymn from the same composer entitled, Be Thou My Vision. It is my sincere wish that as we listen to the talks which brothers prepared, as you have conversations in the hallway, there will be something which will make you leave the place in British Columbia a changed person. Be thou my vision, Lord.